So, I seem to start out all of our talks that way. So, my inner light shines through the magic of my being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. My inner light shines through the magic of my being. What is our inner light? Our inner light is our divine self. And what's the magic of our being? That's when the inner light remains on. Our inner light is our divine self. And we have a tendency to sort of sidestep our divine self. This has been the history of Christianity from the time Jesus took off until today. They say, pray, but put on your overalls. Pray, but get out there and work for it. Pray, but get out there and do what has to be done to make it happen. Now, a woman, a man, a person, a being, somebody comes to me and says, Dr. Byerly, I have cancer. Will you work with me? And I say, sure. You want more cancer? He says, you are so stupid. I don't want any cancer. Well, then, why did you tell me anything about it? Well, I have to tell you what it is that I want you to help me with. If I don't tell you, how are you going to know what to do? And I say, well, if you said to me, Dr. Byerly, I would enjoy having a whole and perfect body. In fact, my body is whole and perfect now. I see it that way. I know it that way. I would like to have you work with me on strengthening my awareness of my whole and perfect body. Interesting, huh? Okay. I say, well, love, let's do that right now. Let's start working on strengthening your awareness of your whole and perfect body. And so they say, well, I'm going to be a little late today. I have to go in for chemotherapy treatments, and I have to go in for this. What? On your whole and perfect body, you're getting chemotherapy treatments? Well, you mean I shouldn't go and have it? I didn't say that. I just said, you don't go and put ink in a glass of water and then wonder why the water is not pure and clear. You don't go and tell somebody that your child is a naughty child and then have your neighbor expect your child to be a good child. They're going to go by whatever opinions you give them, by whatever concepts you give them, by whatever thoughts you put out. And if you go out and you say, "My live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," and if you know you should go for your chemotherapy treatment, go and do it. But you keep saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You keep saying that and keep saying, and you never tell anybody in the world that you have a body that needs any special attention. Because if you tell them, then that's what they're going to have in their consciousness about you. Now, true, you go to the doctor, and the doctor looks at you and says, now we need a little more of this and a little more of that. And so you could do a little more of this and a little more of that. Now, today, Rhonda Joyce has decided that she is going to go with me and live on a desert island for an indefinite period. She shakes her head, yes. The worst is yet to come. And so we get on this desert island, and Anthony takes us out there. He flies us out there, and we jump out of the airplane with our parachutes and land on the desert island. And it's too small an island to land a plane on. And so Anthony goes back home to Las Vegas and has his good time there. But Rhonda and I are on this desert island. And Rhonda feels just so wonderful. She says, oh, this is so great. This is so beautiful. And I say, yes, it is. But I know what's coming. And so the days go by. And then all of a sudden, Rhonda develops an unhappiness about her body. And she says, Herb, what are we going to do? And I said, about what? She says, my unhappiness, my body. And I said, oh, well, build on it, you know, grow. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Well, Rhonda, what do you want? She says, I want a happy body. And I say, Rhonda, that is very admirable to want a happy body. So, Rhonda, just say, I have a happy body. If a body want a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. Now, are you ready to think a perfect body all day long? And Rhonda says, oh, yes, oh, oh, yes, oh, yes, I hurt so bad, oh, yes. Shut up. I don't need to know that you hurt so bad. And you certainly aren't telling the island you hurt so bad. The island doesn't care whether you hurt bad or not. They'll let your bones lie there and dust away, you know, when you plan to give it up. And the palm trees, they don't care. And the koala bears and whatever else might be around, they don't care. And certainly I don't care. And so you say, well, what am I going to do? And I say, Rhonda, if you were on the mainland and you had this condition, you would go to a specialist and have them take care of you. Yes, yes, yes. How do we get there? And I said, Rhonda, there's no way you can get there. There's no way you can leave this island until some little cause and effect is put into motion where someone comes by and picks us up. And that's not going to happen right away because you're still working on something else. So Rhonda said, well, what do I do? And I say, if a body wants a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. So start thinking a perfect body all day long. Start thinking, but it hurts. Start thinking a perfect body all day long. Rhonda, there is no medicine chest here. There are no medical supplies here. There's nothing I can give you. I can take a coconut and hit you over the head with it and knock you out of your senses, but that's only temporary, you know. Now, would you like to have a perfect body? Then think it all day long. Think it all day. Rhonda, stop those thoughts. Think it all day long. Think it all day long. Rhonda, stop those thoughts. Think it all day long. Think it all day long. I am not thinking bad thoughts about her because she is my reflection and I'm whole and perfect. Now, if she were wise, she would look at me, whole and perfect, and say, if she sees me whole and perfect, she must be whole and perfect, because that's the rule. And then, oh, Herb, you're whole and perfect, and I see you that way, so I must be that way. That's right, Rhonda. Now, why do you want to play that game of not being whole and perfect? Well, I don't. Well, then, why are you entering it in your mind and playing the game? Rhonda, if you can keep your mind whole and perfect, 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 for 100 million zillion times, it's gone. But Rhonda, it's not that it's gone. It's that it will never come again because you have built this consciousness as your reality and you will never have another experience that will be unkind to you in any way or something that you don't want. Because you will always be building a perfect body. Now, Rhonda says, oh, we should hurry up. You know, and I said, Rhonda, just keep saying, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. And so Rhonda does this for, let's say, 6 months. My God, so long, 6 months. Well, Rhonda has come a long way. Well, at the end of 6 months, Rhonda decides, why am I working so hard at it? I'll just accept I'm home perfect and go out and pretend and play like you never had a problem in the world. And you didn't. And you will find that the problem ceases to be in your mind. It ceases to be important. You stop saying I'm home perfect. You just are whole and perfect. And then I say, Rhonda, guess what? And she says, what? I said, Anthony just bought a seaplane. And he's going to take the seaplane and fly it out to our island here. You say, where'd he get the money for that? I said, Rhonda, never question the divine. And so, next thing you know, there comes Anthony in a seaplane, landing right there. And he says, Mom, I'm not going to pick you up right now. The boys and I are on a gig. We're going over to Singapore to play. And as soon as we're done there, then we hit the Philippines and cover them and New Zealand and Australia, and then we'll come pick you up. And you say, "Well, have a good trip, boys. Have lots of fun." Never say, "But I want to get out of here. I want to," because you don't want to get out of there. You now are at peace. You are at peace, and you are being yourself and having fun. And you don't need to be on the mainland to do it. You don't need to be with your son to do it. You don't need anything to do it. You just are one with yourself. Because you see, that's what it's all about. My inner light shines through the magic of my being. And when the inner light shines through the magic of your being, there's nothing else you could want. There's nothing else you could want. And Anthony would surely say, "Mom, if you want to go someplace, we'll throw off a few drums and buy them later, you know." But whatever you want, you know. But you don't care. You allowed him to come back in a seaplane and pick you up if you wanted to, or if you wanted to. But you no longer care where you are, because you are in paradise. You're in heaven, and you're not dead. You're in paradise, you're in heaven. And you see, that's what it goes like here. My inner light shines through the magic of my being. Doesn't that make sense? And isn't that neat? But you see, until you are really testing yourself, until you're really facing something that allows you to stand up and be yourself, you'll never know whether you can do it. You see, all these people using doctors to help them with their problems are not learning anything about their spiritual life. All they're learning is to stay alive for another 10 minutes, 10 years, whatever. But when a person stands on their own feet, they have to. You either stand on it or you die. Then you have great results taking place. Then you find that, hey, I can do it. And then you say, "I don't need to go in this seaplane to be in Singapore to watch my son play." And pop, she's in Singapore watching you play. You say, "Mom, how the heck you get here?" And she says, "Anthony, I'm always where you are." And she says, "Mom, that's not very nice." I want to have a little privacy. But you see, whatever you choose, you're like Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and one end of the beach to the other. You see, that's what spiritual healing is all about. That's what spiritual wholeness is all about. And that's what the magic of being yourself is all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you beyond all words, and you will never be able to keep up with me with my unconditional love of you. I love you. I love you.
I
I love
love
you.
you.